Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
All right, guys, how you doing? Let's talk some Pat Shurmur.
Give it to us, Paul. What kind of guy is he? What kind of coach is he?
Well, the record shows he's a bad head coach. 9-23 with the Browns, 9-23 with the Giants. So, by my recollection, he's a 9-23 head coach, right? He's much better suited to be an offensive coordinator, and I know that's what he'll be in Denver. I think that's what he is. I think that's what Pat is. He's certainly not the most exciting guy in the room. You know, I actually saw an interview when he was down in Denver, and I thought to myself, geez, Pat, can you at least show a little pulse? Can you show that you're excited to be there and you know, get a fresh new start in the NFL with, you know, a great franchise and with, you know, Drew Lock and, you know, a coach who wanted you? And did you guys also hear interviews with him and kind of said, where's the juice?
Yeah, Paul, exact same thing that we were talking about when he did give the interview. It's not a lot to it. You know, you got to have a little bit of charisma, like you were saying. Show some excitement about coming here.
Yeah, you know, he did very good things in Minnesota as an offensive coordinator. There's no doubt about it. And I think part of the allure the Giants had was they saw Case Keenum, and he said, man, he got Case Keenum to within what, a couple of plays of a Super Bowl or, you know, a title game. And a real journeyman player, got him moving out of the pocket, got him throwing. He can do wonders for Eli Manning, and then if we draft a quarterback, he can do wonders for him. Now, he certainly did not do wonders for Eli Manning. I thought he was good with Daniel Jones, and, you know, I'm sure that's what you guys are interested in, because now he's going to have Drew Lock under his thumb and work with him, and I think that could be a good arrangement. But I was very disappointed with Pat Shurmur as the head coach in New York. In all my years, you know, one thing, Zach, you did get right was that I have been covering the Giants for a long time for the New York Post. But he's the most he was probably the weakest head coach I've been around in my time. He just wasn't a lot there. And it wasn't a lot on the field either. I'm not saying he had great teams, but he certainly didn't elevate the Giants while he was here. So I think he's certainly better suited for the job he will hold in Denver.
Yeah, and obviously it's hard for me to hear that, Paul. And you say since 94 he was the weakest. What about him stuck out that if you were to try to highlight his greatest weakness or what do you think of first when you think of why it failed?
Well, good, you know, pretty good guy, very solid. He was there's a before and after picture, right? He was the after picture after Ben McAdoo, right? Ben McAdoo was hired as a 38-year head coach, no head coaching experience, young guy, did some nice things as this Giants offensive coordinator. They wanted to cut the cord. You know, McAdoo, if we go back even further, was hired because after Tom Coughlin, they could just slide him right in. He had been there for 2 years. It was the least intrusive thing to do for Eli Manning. And don't forget, they were trying as hard as they could to make things good for Eli Manning, you know, make it a smooth transition. And so after things went awry with Ben McAdoo, which was not all his fault, I would say, by any stretch, and he's the only coach since Coughlin who's had a winning season and been to the playoffs, right? So, okay, things go bad, and they said they want an adult. They hired Pat Shurmur, and Dave Gettleman, the general manager, said the guy is an adult. Yeah, he's an adult, but I think he was limited. He just was not I don't think he was capable of taking the next step as becoming a head coach. All the things, the motivating, the team was played hard for him. I don't question that. And there was not a lot of chaos or really any chaos on the roster with him, but not a lot of spark, not a lot of great innovation. He was not good with the media almost from the start. He tried at times, and then he kind of soured on people, certain people, so he really was not good with them, and then he soured on other people. And really, at the end of his stay, which is unusual in New York because we have such a diverse media group, such a large group, that I don't think there was any one person there myself included, who was a real advocate of, you know, boy, Pat Shurmur got a raw deal here, and he deserved better. I don't think there's anyone saying that.
And we're visiting with Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. Paul, wanted to ask you about his offense, offensively. We know he didn't do well as a head coach. We're looking at his offensively. We got a young quarterback in Drew Lock. We saw what happened there in New York with Daniel Jones. I mean, he had some nice moments there. They averaged 3 more points than the Denver Broncos did offensively, and that's what we're looking at. We're looking at Pat Shurmur as a guy that takes more chances down the field than what we've seen around here lately. Was that his kind of MO? Was he more of an aggressive play caller there, or was it just the fact that, you know what, they were behind by so many points in so many games, they just threw the ball down the field?
Well, you're absolutely right as far as right. He is your offensive coordinator now for the Broncos. So, you know, the other stuff you can kind of put to the side. Look, he has to be a leader of the offense, yep, but that's a lot different than being the head coach of the whole team. Well, don't forget, he came in and right away they draft Saquon Barkley. Okay, so this is a team, and you have Dave Gettleman who loves hog mollies and wants to run the ball. So it was not the wide open. It was not what the Vikings had showed the year before when he got here. It was a lot of Saquon Barkley. They tried a couple of times to reinvent the offensive line, and they went from a bad one to a maybe mediocre one. You know, so they never really got that straightened out. But Barkley had a great rookie year. You know, but there was not, I was never, you know, you say, what is his offense? I would say he wants to run the ball. I think he's a fairly conservative guy by nature offensively. With Daniel Jones and with Eli Manning for obviously, 2 years ago, he liked a lot of play action. He liked setting up the pass with the run. He would take some deep shots unquestionably. But it was, you know, he had Odell, you know, and they tried to take deep shots with him, 2 years ago. But, you know, I didn't see, you know, this great offensive mind by any stretch, but I think he runs a solid offense. I think people are where they need to be. It's cohesive. It makes sense. But, you know, you kind of have to tailor it, right? With the Giants, once you have Saquon Barkley, you made him the second pick in the draft. You got to run the ball. You know, you got to run the ball, then you got to run the ball. They, 2 years ago, they threw the ball to Saquon a lot. Last year, not as much. So, you know, a lot of that, I think you'll see a little bit of a different Pat Shurmur because there won't be a Saquon Barkley there.
Paul Schwartz of the New York Post joining us. We're trying to just get the skinny here on who exactly Pat Shurmur is. I guess it's the last one for me, and I know it was a losing situation, so typically losing breeds, you know, contempt or whatever, but did guys like playing for Pat Shurmur? I guess I just ask it simply like that.
Well, here's what I'd say. I don't think anyone disliked playing for Pat Shurmur. You know, Pat Shurmur, you'll notice is, you know, what'll he talk? Once a week, twice a week?
Yeah,
you know, I don't know what they'll do
once.
There. Will they talk after, the coordinators talk after games there?
No, typically just once during the week.
Right. So probably like on a Wednesday or Thursday he'll talk.
Yep.
He does not criticize anybody. Okay. I mean, to the point where, and like I said, he was good with Daniel Jones, you know, so Drew Lock, you know, if I'm Drew Lock, I'm thinking, you know, this is a guy who's going to be a nurturer. He's not this one of these young phenoms who's trying to make a big name for himself. You know, he's, you know, Pat Shurmur has a son who was on the practice squad of the Chiefs, you know, Kyle Shurmur, who played at Vanderbilt. And so, you know, this is his deal. You know, he's used to working with guys this age. You know, I think he's good with that. He's very, very patient, almost to a fault, where after they lost to the Packers by, you know, 31-13, and Daniel Jones, who was very good not throwing the ball away, but had a lot of ball security issues. He had, I think, 18 fumbles this year and lost 11 of them, right? That was an ongoing problem. So against the Packers, he didn't fumble, but he threw 3 interceptions. And Pat Shurmur was asked about it after the game, and he said, well, today they weren't fumbles, right? And it was kind of like, I know what he was getting at. Like, you know, at least you're not asking me about the fumbles, right? Yeah, but it was a backward way of not even criticizing Daniel Jones for throwing 3 interceptions. So he is not going to openly criticize guys at all. I think players had no issue playing for him. I think I know Daniel Jones liked playing for him, but there was not a lot of this, you know, we got to win for our head coach. Now, I know that's a rah-rah. That's not really an NFL thing, but I don't think he lifted anybody up emotionally, motivationally to play for them. I don't think he turned anybody away either.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.